severe weather could target the Deep South. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Showers and thunderstorms are forecast to roll through Mississippi and Alabama today, areas already devastated by powerful tornadoes.
This outbreak on Friday night, nocturnal tornadoes that came through the Deep South. This is literally every single week since Christmas. This area has gone through some sort of severe weather outbreak. And sure enough, as spring came upon us, absolute destruction in this region. Not a good situation as emergency officials are still searching through rubble. Aid groups are piling in here, giving water, food, and other items to the people of the Mississippi Delta.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray in Rolling Fork, Mississippi. The weather is responsible for at least 26 deaths. A search continues in Pennsylvania in the rubble of a chocolate factory. Five people are unaccounted for following Friday's explosion at the R.M. Palmer facility in West Reading. Three people are confirmed dead. There were big crowds in Waco, Texas last night as supporters of former President Trump gathered for his first 2024 campaign rally.
Trump addressing rumors of his possible indictment for an alleged hush money payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. He accused Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who's leading the investigation, of prosecutorial misconduct.
Fox's Brooke Singman. There's no telling how many Republicans will join the field of 2024 candidates. One possibility is former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. He's traveling to New Hampshire tomorrow to figure out if there's a pathway to victory over former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who is widely expected to run for the White House next year. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Consensus in Congress is often hard to find, but many members of both parties agree that the popular TikTok app is a national security threat because of its ties to the Chinese government. Last week, TikTok CEO was peppered with hostile questions during a House hearing.
What you saw this past week was a bipartisan tongue lashing of TikTok CEO and really the practices that they have engaged in, not just in creating digital fentanyl, but harvesting our American data and sending it back to the CCP.
House Republican Kat Kamick, the app could be banned in the U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is visiting Africa for the first time since her childhood. The vice president and her husband arrived today as part of a mission to deepen U.S. ties to the continent while pushing back against China's growing influence. The week-long trip will include stops in Ghana, Tanzania, and Zambia. President Biden is expected to travel to Africa later this year. To Rwanda, where a man who inspired a Hollywood film has been freed from prison. 2 years ago, Paul Rusesabagina, who's a U.S. resident, was convicted on terror charges. His supporters called the trial a sham.
Mr. Rusesabagina inspired the film Hotel Rwanda after he saved more than 1,000 ethnic Tutsis during the 1994 genocide. He sheltered them in his hotel. He then received the U.S. Presidential Medal of Freedom for his act of courage. He later went to live in Belgium but disappeared in 2020 during a trip to Dubai. His family claim he was illegally detained there. He was taken to Rwanda against his will, they say, to stand trial.
Fox's Kitty Logan. President Biden called news of his release a happy outcome. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.